It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Shamita Basu. The current measles outbreak has, at last count, infected more than 1,000 people across the country. The majority of those cases are here in New York. The Washington Post now reports some of the biggest funders behind the anti-vaccination movement are New Yorkers. Lena Sun is a health reporter for the Washington Post. Hi, Lena.
Hello.
You recently wrote that a Manhattan hedge fund manager, Bernard Sells, and his wife, Lisa, are apparently the biggest anti-vaccination donors. Who are these people and how much have they given?
Well, he is a hedge fund manager. He's a philanthropist. And he and his wife have long donated to organizations about the arts and culture and education. We don't know very much about them except through their donations and what's been on their tax filings. But 7 years ago, their private foundation, the Sells Foundation, started to give money to anti-vax groups that were linked or founded by Andrew Wakefield, one of the most prominent anti-vaccine activists. And their money has been about $3 million over the last several years. And in the last 2 years, they have given over $1 million to this one particular group called the Informed Consent Action Network. The New Yorkers might know it by the person who is its public face, Del Bigtree, who has headlined the recent anti-vaccine forums in Brooklyn and in Rockland County.
That's right, Lena. And WNYC has also been doing some reporting on Del Bigtree. He's made several appearances in New York recently. Here he is at an anti-vaccine rally in Brooklyn earlier this month.
What we're seeing is the greatest decline in public health in human history. And therefore, I think that we have got to question the medical establishment that's overseeing that decline.
Can you talk a little bit more about how Del Bigtree and this group fit into the panoply of anti-vaccine groups?
There are a lot of anti-vaccine groups, but this year, Del Bigtree's group has been among the most prominent. Del, in particular, travels around the country, and he speaks at wellness conferences. He testifies at hearings that state lawmakers have to about vaccine-related legislation. He leads rallies, and of course, he has headlined these forums in Brooklyn and in Rockland County, which are at the heart of the outbreak and in the middle of the outbreak. And what has happened is that these events and other messaging that he does through his weekly online broadcast, they spread information, false information, that leads parents to question the safety of vaccines. And parents who want to only do the best thing for their children, then they hesitate. And when you hesitate and don't get your kids vaccinated against measles, you are putting your kid at risk, and you are also putting the rest of the community at risk, especially those people who cannot be vaccinated.
Let's go back to the Sellses for a moment. Were you able to contact them, figure out why they got involved in funding these groups in the first place?
We were able to contact them, but they did not want to speak to us. We reached out to them several times, telephone and email, and also to their friends and to members of their family, and nobody wanted to talk.
Now, you did contact another one of the group's donors, a New York City real estate executive, Stephen Benjamin. What was his rationale for donating?
Stephen Benjamin says that he had actually never met Del Bigtree, but he had seen Del's messaging and information online, and he felt compelled to support those efforts to raise questions about vaccine safety.
Now, this nonprofit, the Informed Consent Action Network, which Del Bigtree runs, you reported that three quarters of that group's funding comes from the Sells' Family Foundation. Is it fair to say that the national anti-vaccine movement wouldn't be as strong as it is today without their support?
Their support is quite significant. And Del Bigtree's group in particular, you would have to wonder whether Del's group would be able to function if he didn't have this money. Now, Del has said that they receive funding from multiple sources, and he does not discuss his donors or their donations as a matter of policy. But if you look at the money that has come in the last 2 years, over three-fourths of it has gone to ICANN from the Sells Foundation.
Lena Sun is a national health reporter for The Washington Post. We also reached out to the Cells Foundation, and the receptionist there said that the couple did not want to comment on the Post's reporting. We also have to disclose the Cells Foundation is a donor of WNYC's parent company, New York Public Radio.